That's why Pentecost is so important. Our roots go all the way back to Pentecost, where the church was born. We have the same Holy Ghost power, the same supernatural power is available to us today. God said, it's not by power nor by might, but it's by my spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. Now, Pentecostal worship, it is characterized by freedom in the Holy Ghost. For where the spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Or to put it another way, where the spirit is Lord, there is liberty. The spirit is Lord here. We want the Holy Ghost to have his way, because we realize that we need help. Amen. Pentecostal worship is also characterized by exuberant joy and praise and worship. And thank Pastor Ricky and that praise team for the experience we've had today, just worshiping God in spirit and in truth. Pentecostal worship involves singing that's anointed, dancing in the spirit, clapping of hands, and moments, praise God, when we just get lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost. Brother Woody mentioned a song this morning. Said, well, I'm lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost, and he's drawing me closer to the one I love the most. Yes, I'm keeping company with a heavenly host, 'cause I'm lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost. Yes, I'm lost in the presence. And that's what happens in Pentecost. We just get lost in the presence of the sweet Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. But most of all, Pentecostal worship involves the presence, the moving, the dynamics, the working, and the ministry of the Holy Ghost. Now, the Spirit had been promised, and those early disciples, they were gathered in that little upper room, and they were waiting for the descent of the Spirit. They were magnifying the name of Jesus. They were praising God. They were waiting for the fullness. The Holy Ghost had been promised, and disciples, they were tarrying, and they were looking for him to come. They had been there for 10 days, but the descent of the Holy Ghost was sudden. When the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind. It filled all the house where they were sitting. There appeared unto them cloven tongues like as a fire. It set upon each of them, and they were all filled with the Holy Ghost and began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them the utterance. Glory to God. The posture of prayer is just like you. They were sitting, and the Holy Ghost hit that place. The fire came down, cloven tongues like as a fire set upon each of them. That was not one just one great big fire, but God had a fire for every head, and God has a fire for your head. Somebody go and praise God for the fire of Pentecost, the wind of the Spirit. Holy Ghost came giving evidence to John's statement that his disciples would be filled with the Holy Ghost and with fire. Hallelujah. They all came to church looking for something. And guess what? All 120 of them, they got what they came looking for. They were all filled with the Holy Ghost. They began to speak with other tongues. Hallelujah. They all came out of that upper room filled and full of the Holy Ghost. And what did they do? I'll tell you what they did. They began to preach Jesus. I believe they were reeling. I believe they were rocking. I believe they were jerking. I believe they were dancing in the power of the Spirit. And the Jews that were gathered there, why do you believe that, Pastor? Because there's always been the phenomena that comes with Pentecost. The Jews that were gathered there, they were amazed, and they said one to another, what meaneth this? See, that is a confusing element about Pentecost. That has always been, that always will be, because it's a supernatural encounter with a supernatural God who comes to do supernatural things. You can come to church and you may just be feeling like, well, I don't think I can make it. But the refreshings of the Holy Ghost, you come out of there, feel like I could climb, run through a troop and jump over a wall. Somebody go and praise God for the power of the Spirit of the living God. They said, what meaneth this? Others were mocking. They said, they're full of new wine, they're drunk. But Peter stood up and he preached Jesus. He said, these men are drunk, but they're not drunk as you suppose, seeing this is the third hour. He said, this is that which Joel the prophet spoke of. And I'll tell you something else. I've had that personal drink of that new wine. And if this is not that, I'm going to keep a hold on to what I got until that gets here. But this is that. Glory to God. We are Pentecostal. We've been baptized in the Holy Ghost. We speak in tongues, signs and wonders. They follow. And we have witnessed so many miracles here in this church. This is that which Joel the prophet spoke of. They've been down to Joel, 228th Street. They've been drinking that new wine. Hallelujah. And God said, in the last days, I'm going to pour out my spirit upon all flesh. So you're in a place where you can be saved. You can be delivered. Every chain can be broken. You can be filled with the presence of God. You can be given supernatural power to live above sin's dominion. Sin shall not have dominion over you because the chain breaker, Jesus, showed up and began to do a great work. Then Peter, he stood up and he began to preach Jesus. Look at Acts 2:22. He said, "You men of Israel, hear these words. Jesus of Nazareth, a man approved of God among you by miracles and wonders and signs which God did by him in the midst of you. You have taken him by wicked hands. You have crucified and slain him," Peter said, "but God raised him from the dead, for it was impossible for death to hold him." And then he said, "We are witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost." Church, we are witnesses of the saving, sanctifying, delivering power of God. But the Holy Ghost shows up here when we show up, and he gives witness to the work of the cross. Go on, praise God. Peter preached the cross. Peter preached the resurrection. And the Holy Ghost gave witness by bringing conviction upon that crowd. Peter said, "Repent and be baptized in the name of Jesus. For remission of your sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost." And then he says, "For the promise is unto you and to your children, to as many as afar off." There are churches that say, "Oh, it's not for today. The day of miracles stop." Oh, Peter said, and my Bible says, the promise is unto you, to your children, to as many as afar off. And I'll just say, there's never been a day of miracles. There's a God of miracles. And Jesus, oh, glory. Somebody go on praising this place. And woo! I said, this place is full of miracles. Every one of us, we have our own individual testimony. But the Holy Ghost, he always gives witness to the work of the cross and to Jesus. The Holy Ghost does not speak of himself, but he brings glory to God's Son, who loved us and washed us and cleansed us from our sin in his own precious blood. The Holy Ghost gives witness to the saving power of God. He gives witness to the delivering power of God. He gives witness to the sanctifying power of God. He gives witness to the healing power of God. The Holy Ghost gives witness to the resurrection power of God. Oh, that's going to be a resurrection, but we've already experienced resurrection power when we came out of darkness into the marvelous light. God translated us out of darkness, picked us up, resurrected us, set us down in the kingdom of his dear Son, in whom have we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins according to the riches of his grace. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish but have everlasting life. Aren't you glad you had a drink of that water, that well that never runs dry, that you've been down to the well and now you've been to the river, and there's a well flowing up out of you, speaking of eternal life, and there's a river flowing full of power, full of anointing, full of glory, and now you have the power of the Spirit. Go and praise God for his wonderful blessing in your life. Hallelujah. They preached the cross. They preached the power of God unto salvation. Peter said, "We're witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost." I want, if you would, bring Sister Bertha Skinner up here. Bring her on down. She testified recently. She was in the doctor's office, or the hospital rather, and they had tubes running down her when her daughter Judy called me and said, "Mother's in the hospital, help me pray." And God brought her out of that place, and I didn't even know she had cancer. But she stood up here and testified and said, "I'm going back to the doctor. And when I go back to the doctor, he's not going to find anything." And tell what's happening, Sister Skinner.
Well, I went back for a second x-ray, and the doctor was bewildered. She came in, she didn't know what to say. She said, She said, it's shrinking. She said, I was expecting to be larger, expecting you to be real sick, and I never felt better Friday when I took the x-ray. I'm not much at making speeches. I'm kind of a private person. I can't do as well as some of them. But I do know God has healed me. And he can do the same for you if he does it for an old lady like me.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Praise God. She said, they're not going to find it when they go back. But I told them, I said, it's shrinking all right. It's going to shrink and shrink and shrink and shrink. It'll turn to a little black speck and it'll disappear. She's healed in the name of Jesus. Go on, praise God. That's why we have Pentecost. That's why we need the dynamics of the Holy Ghost. That's why we must have signs and wonders following the preaching of the Word of God. It is the Word of faith which we preach, and when faith enters the heart and the power of the Holy Ghost shows up, praise God, signs and wonders and miracles are going to happen. Go on, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Peter preached a simple message. He said, repent. Be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus for remission of your sins. You shall receive the Holy Ghost. These men were pricked in their hearts by Holy Ghost conviction. And Peter exhorted them, said, save yourself. And I exhort you today, save yourself from this untoward of this evil, wicked generation that we're living in. People denying God. People denying the Word of God. People got all types of false gods. There's one God, and there's one way to that God. His name is Jehovah God. And Jesus Christ said, I am the way, I am the truth, I am the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. Buddha's in the grave. Confucius is in the grave. Mohammed is in the grave. Joseph Smith is in the grave. But Jesus Christ, he was in the grave for 3 days. The Holy Ghost stormed the ramparts of the gate, kicked the gates of hell down, went over to where the Son was held in the throes of death. Breathe into him the eternal spirit, and up from the grave he arose, a mighty conqueror of the foes. He arose from the dead and the dark domain, and he lives forever with his saints to reign. He arose. Hallelujah. Christ arose. Somebody go and praise God that you've experienced that resurrection power, and you know it's real. It's real. Praise God, I know it's real. This Pentecostal power, I know it's real. It's real, it's real. I know it's real. This Pentecostal blessing, I know it's real. How do you know it? Hirabakunde rabashandale bahuri ashatalamaha. Because he filled me with his power. Filled me with his anointing. And we got a church that's full of people. And the Holy Ghost gives witness with utterances, just like on the day of Pentecost. Hallelujah. Glory to God. I'll tell you something. Don't ever underestimate the power of the Holy Ghost. We don't need another program. We don't need another choir. We don't need another preacher. No, we need the power and the breath of the Holy Ghost. We need him to breathe upon us. Hallelujah. Jesus said he's like the wind. He like the wind. You can't see him. You can't contain him. You can't hold him in your fist. But praise God, you can feel him. And you can see the effects of the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Why Pentecost? I'll tell you why. Sister Julia Page, would you come up, please, and tell us what the Lord has done for you. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why Pentecost?
Hallelujah. To God be the glory. Great things he has done. It's already paid for. Woo, that's the good news of the gospel. You know what? I'm so glad Jesus called this little girl one day and I answered the call. It's nothing like living for Jesus. I want you to know today, if you don't know Jesus, you're missing out on something. Don't let this day go away without accepting Jesus, because you won't go to heaven without accepting him. His red blood, he'll wash you white. And all you got to do is say, Jesus, come in my heart, take my life and do something with it. And that's all you have to do. Well, don't want to get too anointed, Pastor. Might take over up here.
Don't preach. Hallelujah.
I want to tell you,
it's
yesterday
good.
we went to the rest home yesterday, Pastor. I want you to know there was a man in there that prophesied. I mean, he prophesied. The Spirit of the Lord showed up in that place. I don't know what he said, but I knew he was of God, and you could feel the presence of the Lord sweep in that place. And another gentleman in there, I mean, he could sing. Oh, wow, y'all, we had a time yesterday. But yeah, I could go on forever. But anyway, my daughter sitting behind me praying in the Spirit. I tell you what sets my soul on fire. Skylar back there, hallelujah and praising the Lord. I tell you what, folks, you just don't know what you're doing. Our voices are a trumpet. Praise the Lord with a loud voice. Woo! Let him out. Let him out. Don't limit God and insult the blood of Jesus. We're Pentecost, Pastor.
Tell what the Lord did for you when you came in here about a year ago. Hallelujah.
God heal me. I was having a lot of coughing for about 4 years. The doctor said a vagus nerve had been damaged. I think maybe from putting in dental work, but I don't know that. But every doctor didn't know what to do, but God knows. He's my healer, Pastor. He paid for everything I need. And Pastor, you prayed for me. God healed me. But you know, the devil tries to bring things back, but we got to be smarter than the devil. I prayed in the Spirit. Daddy said, you got to go somewhere and get something done. I said, they don't know what to do. I prayed in the Spirit, and I made sure I prayed a long time. Yes. Folks, sometimes you think you pray and you ain't paid to pray but 5 minutes. Look at the clock. Pray in the Spirit is a secret. If you got something that keeps on pounding at you, pray in the Spirit and rebuke it and speak the name of Jesus over it. It has to go. It has to go because Jesus paid for it.
Why Pentecost? That's why we have Pentecost. Hallelujah. See, the purpose of Pentecostal power is to preach and project Jesus Christ and to testify of the wonderful works that he provided there on the cross, the healings, the miracles, and he has one with your name on it. I want you to listen to how the early church preached Jesus. John said, in the beginning was the Word was with God, the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God, and all things were made by him. Without him was not anything made that was made. In him was life, and the light shined into the darkness, and the darkness comprehended not. Now look at John 1:14. John said, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and full of truth. You see, the early church had their priorities in order, and we need to return to our Pentecostal roots and get our priorities in order. Hallelujah. We need to do what that early church did. They began to seek the face of Jesus. We need to lift Jesus higher, because Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. We need to get our eyes on Jesus. Why Pentecost, Sister Julie Smith? If you would come on up here, I want you to just hear what the Word of God is being preached by God's people, because the Holy Ghost is in this place. Signs and wonders are following. Miracles are happening, and God has a miracle for you. Come on up, Brother Skyler. She can give part of your testimony too. Tell how the Lord healed you of that breathing problem.
God for healing me. I had issues with sinus problems and asthma, and he's healed me. Yes, the devil, he thinks he's going to bring the symptoms back, but he's a liar, because the Word of God says, I am healed. He sent his word and healed me, and I'm standing on it, and I thank him for it every day.
She was in the Easter Cantata the week before. She was talking like that. She got up and sang like a mockingbird. Listen, Sister Julie, she's on the praise team singing this morning. Go and give God a clap offering of praise. Hallelujah. Yeah. That's why we need Pentecost. Tell what the Lord has done here.
We thank God for Skylar. He had a stroke back at August the 23rd of last year, and God has brought him back, and I believe he's coming all the way back. He's going to be fully restored in Jesus' name, and we just thank him for it.
Amen.
Thank him.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. God is in the restoration business. God gave us a word last year, 2018 restoration. This year he spoke to me. He said, I have many more things I want to do in the midst of your people. Tell them to expect their miracle. This year the word is expectation. I want to tell you something. When the phenomena start happening in Pentecost, don't get your eyes on the phenomena. Keep your eyes on Jesus. Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith. I remember the story about Elijah and Elisha. And Elisha, this young plow boy, he said, had the audacity to tell that great prophet Elijah, said, I want a double portion of that Holy Ghost anointing that's on you. He said, well, if you see me when I go up into heaven, then you can get it. One day they're walking down the road. All of a sudden, the heavens blast open, chariot of flaming fire with horses of flaming fire descends out of the glory world, split them asunder. The old prophet Elijah's caught up in a whirlwind in that chariot. It's going up, up, up. The young prophet Elijah, he never takes his eye off him. He goes out of sight. He said, Elijah, Elijah, quick, drop the mantle. And he goes out of sight. And all of a sudden, cascading down from the heavens, comes this mantle. He picks it up, wraps it around himself, knowing he's got the double portion anointing there. Walks over to the Jordan River, smote that river, said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? Boom! And when he hit that water with that mantle, they rolled back and he walked across on dry ground. The Spirit of the Lord, not by power nor by might, but by my Spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. I remember preaching a revival years ago up in Henderson and my hometown. And the Spirit of God fell in that place and I took off running and everybody in that altar was slain by the power of the Spirit. A young boy that had gotten saved, he got up, tore a cast off of his arm. That's why we need Pentecost. He said, look at this. Tore it off. He said, the doctor told me I'd never have but use of my arm again. He said, look at it. Jesus just saved me and Jesus just healed me. Hallelujah. I saw that man a few years later. He said, you don't know me, do you? You don't remember me, do you? I said, yeah, I remember you. You're the one that got saved over there at the Church of God. And you're the one that God healed his arm. He said, that's right. That's me. Look at my arm. Still just as good as it ever was. Go on, praise God. Hallelujah. That was a young girl in that revival. And she came up and she looked at me. I said, you need the Holy Ghost. She looked at me like, I said, you don't even know what the Holy Ghost is, do you? She said, what meaneth this? I said, let me tell you something. I'm going to lay my hands on you and God is going to bless you. And I laid my hand on her. She didn't fall like all those other people. I said, listen to me. I said, I've seen people fall under the power of the Spirit and get nothing but a good feeling. I've seen people pray for in the name of Jesus, and I've seen million-dollar miracles show up. Take your blessing. And she took it by faith and go and praise God. Hallelujah. Now, what I'm trying to say is take your blessing. So many times we are guilty of looking at the Pentecostal phenomena. See, you can start off in the power of the Spirit, but if you ever get your eyes off of Jesus, you will miss the blessing. Too many people, when we pray for the sick, they get their eyes on the phenomena. They take their eyes off Jesus. And all the person you're praying for ever gets is a good feeling. But I'll promise you one thing, if you'll operate in the authority of the name of Jesus, in the dominion that he gives, and in the power of the Holy Ghost, Jesus said, you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Signs and wonders will follow you in the name of Jesus. Go on, praise God. See, most of the church world is asleep today. They've got a form and a fashion, but we need the dynamics and the power of the Spirit of God. Say it, Westmoreland, a loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Say it again, a loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Say it again, a loving, growing church, bringing hurting families to a healing Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. We need to depend on the presence and the power of the Holy Ghost. But don't ever take your eyes off of Jesus. Jesus promised that the Holy Ghost would not speak of himself. He said, he shall speak of me, giving witness to the work of the cross. And whenever I preach, I'm going to tell you something. I am depending upon the Holy Ghost. I'm always depending upon him because I realize that without the anointing, I'm nothing. I can touch your head, but he can touch your heart. I can preach the word of truth, but he can manifest the word of truth in your life. Hallelujah. When I preach, I depend on the Holy Ghost to give witness to the complete redemptive work of the cross. Hallelujah. Listen to how the early church preached Jesus. Look at 1 Corinthians 15:3. Paul said, for I delivered unto you, first of all, that which also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures, that he was buried, that he rose again the third day according to the scriptures. That's the gospel right there in a nutshell. Jesus died for our sins. He was buried. He rose again the third day. Listen to how they preach Jesus. The writer of Hebrews said that he is the brightness of God's glory, the expressed image of his person, whom God hath appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world. Listen to how they preach Jesus. Paul said, look at 1 Corinthians or Colossians 1:15. Who is the image of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by him, this just keeps coming up over and over, Jesus created all things. For by him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether it be thrones or dominions or principalities or powers, all things were created by him and for him. For it pleased the Father that in him should all the fullness dwell. You know, Pentecost is a real phenomena. It's a controversy. But all the blessings of God, they are controversy. Even in Paul's day, look at this. 1 Timothy 3:16. Paul said, it's a controversy. Without controversy, great is the mystery of godliness. God was manifest in the flesh, justified in the spirit, seen of angels, preached unto the Gentiles, believed on in this world, received up unto glory. I want you to put this up there, Philippians 4:8, because of what Jesus did, his sacrifice, his great love for you. God has exalted that name. That's why we have Pentecost. That's why we have manifestations of the Spirit of God. Look at this, Philippians 2:5. And being formed in fashion as a man, he humbled himself, became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God also hath highly exalted him, given him a name above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee shall bow, things in heaven, things in earth, and things under the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God. Hallelujah. Brother Milton, I want you to come up. Sister Leslie Davis, I want you to come on up. Hope Anthony, stepped out. Come on up here. Hallelujah. Right here, some people. Stand right here with me. This man right here got a great testimony. God's done some wonderful things in his life. A year ago, he was homeless. He has a home today. He's saved. And he's living a good life for the Lord, improving all the time. Got an automobile. Got influence. Give God a praise. Amen. Leslie Davis, she's come back to the Lord, filled with the Holy Ghost, speaking in tongues, and God is working in her life, doing some great things. These are miracles. Come on up, Sister Hope. Amen. Sister Hope Anthony got a great testimony for the Lord. Hallelujah. Her job and working and God, when you're down low, you're so low you got to look up to see the bottom. That's pretty low. But look what God has done in all of these cases. This is what Westmoreland is all about. And this is what Pentecostal power is all about. Somebody going to praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Why Pentecost? Not by power nor by might, but by my spirit, saith the Lord God of hosts. I want to tell you, Jesus Christ went and paid the ultimate price for each and every one of us. Get your eyes on Jesus. Love Jesus with all your heart, soul, mind, body, and strength. I want you to listen to how they preach Jesus. John said, I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a great voice as of a trumpet. And I turned to see the voice that spake with me, and being turned, I saw seven golden candlesticks. And in the midst of the seven candlesticks stood the Son of Man, clothed with a garment, girt about his foot, girt about the paths with a golden girdle. His head and his hair were white like wool. His eyes were like a flame of fire. Said his feet were like fine brass as they burn in a furnace. And his voice was as the sound of many waters. He had in his right hand seven stars. And out of his mouth went a sharp two-edged sword. And his countenance was shining like the sun. Oh, glory, woo, in its noonday strength. Oh, let me give my testimony. I was over at the old church there, and I was up preaching, you can make a difference. And I got the feeling worse and worse and worse and worse. Finally, I just went over and sat down in my chair, landed the plane, gave an altar call, and the saints started coming up. And I knew I was leaving. I was just going, and I could see everybody, and I could see my wife. Three nurses couldn't find my pulse, and I started going up up, 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 up. And as I'm going up, I had the greatest peace I've ever known. I knew I was gone. I knew I'm going. And I just had great peace about it. He gives the peace of God that passes all understanding, no matter what you're going through. And as I went up, up, finally I saw the brightest light I've ever seen in my life. I saw the glory of God. And when I saw the glory, I started back. And I came back in my body. And Teresa said, Jerry, 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 you do know Psalms 91:16, don't you? I said, sure I do. With long life, woo, would I satisfy thee and show you my salvation. God said, I'm going to show you my glory. Hallelujah. And you're a part of the glory that I've been watching God pour out his glory. You're a part of what God has been doing. And I've been watching God do some great things. John said, I saw him. Said, when I saw him, said, I fell at his feet as one that was dead. He laid his right hand upon me, saying, John, fear not. I am the first and the last. I'm that he that liveth and was dead. Behold, I am alive forevermore. Somebody go on and praise him. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's how they preached Jesus. And the Holy Ghost gave witness and turned their world upside down. Hallelujah. Churches all over, they're dying and they're decaying. What they need is Almighty God to breathe the breath of the Spirit upon that congregation. Have you ever noticed at a funeral that the only difference between the man in the casket and those in the room is breath? There are churches all over the world that have pulpits just like this. They have altars just like we have. They have song books, song select, song show, computer graphics, just like we have. There's one major difference. Many people have a form and a fashion because they deny the power of the Holy Ghost. But church, my constant prayer as your pastor is this. Oh God, let your Holy Ghost, let your Spirit breathe upon us. Breathe upon me, Holy Spirit. Breathe. Let the wind of Pentecost, let it blow in this place. Because they're hurting people, dying, crying, sighing, broken, fragmented. I preached last week, how does Jesus feel? Paul said in the Amplified Version, we have the mind of Christ, for we do hold his thoughts and feelings and the purposes of his heart. And if you have ever experienced God's resurrection power and you've gotten a miracle from God, you'll have so much compassion for the lost. Prayer. It's a great privilege. It is some hard work. But what a great privilege to bring people to the throne of grace and to see the manifest power of the Holy Ghost manifesting the work of the cross. And he is here. He is here. Stand. I want everybody to come to the altar. If you need something special, just come right here in the center. We'll pray for you. But I want you to be a day of thanksgiving for the miracles in your life. A day where you come to God's altar. Say, thank you for my miracle, Lord. Hallelujah.
You will never.
Everybody come to the altar. That's what we do here at Westmoreland. Everybody come. There's a fire on this altar. Hallelujah. Come in close. Give everybody a chance, room to get in so the Holy Ghost can manifest himself. Peter said, we're witnesses of these things, and so also is the Holy Ghost, whom God has given to those that obey him. Oh, I'm looking at miracles. Come on in closer, Brother Joey. Come on and tighten things up, man. Glory to God. Give everybody a chance that wants to get in this altar. Hallelujah. We bless you, Lord. We praise you for miracles, total restoration. Hallelujah. Glory, glory. Hallelujah. Father, I ask you to touch this family, Lord. You brought them together.